here and the packet. So if you get a chance to listen to Cher on the computer, it'd be good. Okay. Let's begin. What time is it? Late, no?
Yeah, 34
already. Okay. First thing I wanted to begin with is the Marashah in Maseches Yevamos. Okay? Let's begin. The Chassam Sofer makes a comment in the Chiddushei Chassam Sofer right here on the spot on Zion Amid Beis, where he writes the following. He says, Shamati Oimrim, he heard a Messiah, that there's a Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yates, Pasuk Kuf, Miskeinim Esboinan. I understand from the Skeinim. So it's a play on words, meaning that Boaz needed to gather 10 guys to make this drasha Moaviv Lamoavis. Mikan, David HaMelech was kosher to Lavo Bakal. He was the great grandson of Rus, we know. Okay? So the Chassam Sofer, that's the way we said pshat in the Gemara, simplest reading the Gemara. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's not true. There's really no raya from our Gemara to the kashrus of David HaMelech. Why? Because the Marashah writes in Yevamos the following. And let's say it over the way he says it, the Marashah. There was a machlokas in Tanoim that we had learned why Moavi v'lo Moavis. And what does it say in Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph? It says Kitanai, that it's a machlokas in Tanoim, and it says Reb Yudah says Moavi v'lo Moavis. So what did Tosis ask there? Tosis says, why do you make the drasha Moavi v'lo Moavis? Why don't you make the drasha Mitzvah v'lo Mitzris? So what was Tosis' answer? Does anyone recall what Tosis' answer was? Because Mo'avi v'lo of Amoni, the extra yud, tells me to make a drasha. Mo'avi v'lo Mo'avis, Amoni v'lo Mo'avis, right? There was an extra letter, so therefore there was a drasha to exclude males and not females. But Mitzri, the Torah would have had to write Mitzrayim, and it didn't. Okay? That was Tosis and Ayin Zayin and Aleph. So the Marashah says, I don't understand. That was the question Doeg asked. Doeg asked Mitzri v'lo Mitzri. So why don't you give Tosis the answer? You following? That's what the Marashah is bothered by this Tosis and Ayin Zayin and Aleph. You could answer Doeg Adomis Kashin, the way Tosis says it. So he says he doesn't like this Tosis at all. He doesn't think that the Pshat, he doesn't like Tosis' Pshat. That's how he begins. He says the whole thing is Dochek. He says the bottom line is, let's get it down, the Reb Yudah holds Moavi v'lo Moavis based on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. The Gemara didn't say it. But he says that's what the Gemara, that's what Reb Yudah means. Not like Tosis. Tosis is based on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Amoni v'lo Moavis, Moavi v'lo Moavis, based on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Not any diuk in the words. That's what he writes. And he says that Doeg, who was a Rasha, did not believe in the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So he couldn't believe, how could Boaz, the Shofet of Klal Yisrael, marry such a woman? How could he do such a thing? So that was the Hesber, says the Marashah. And the Marashah continues and he says, why did the Goel not want to marry Rus? Because what does Rashi say? He thought his kids would be thrown out of Klal Yisrael. So the Marashah asks the same question as the Brisker Rav. He says, why was he worried about his kids? Why wasn't he worried about himself? He should have been worried about the Lav himself. Correct? This is what the Marashah says. We got everything so far? Yeah? Marashah asked the same question Brisker Rav said last week. Why was he only worried about his kids? He should have been worried about himself. So Nachama, what did the Marashah say up till now? Number one, he says that he doesn't buy Tosis. Because if Tosis was right, then we should have answered that Kasha to Doeg, and the Gemara didn't. He says, Reb Yudah is not based on a Diuk or the Pasuk Amoni v'Moavi. It's based on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. That's how he learns Reb Yudah. Number two, he points out, he says the following. He says, how is it possible? Why did Doeg have tainus? Because Doeg didn't believe in the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Okay. Why did the Goel not want to marry her? Because he was afraid of his kids being messed up. Why wasn't he afraid of marrying her himself? Why wasn't he afraid of marrying her himself? That's a Nisulav. So what's the Teretz? So the Marashah says, please get it. There's a certain issue, Yaakov, you got me? That we forgot about, says the Marsha. The Marsha says there's something going on here that we forgot about, and that's called Yibum. There was Yibum going on. Yibum? I thought Yibum means a man marries a woman, he dies without kids, and the surviving brother of the man does Yibum. I thought it's always the brother. No, says the Ramban. The Ramban of Torah Parshas Vayeshev says it's not true. He says when Yehuda lived with Tamar, he fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum. What do you mean? He wasn't the brother. He was a father-in-law. He was her father-in-law, wasn't her brother-in-law. He says, no, Kodah Matan Torah, it applies to what? Not just Kodah Matan Torah. He says the mitzvah of Yibum can apply to Krovim as well. Now, Kodah Matan Torah, we allowed even a father-in-law to do it. Now, a father-in-law normally can't live with his daughter-in-law, but Kodah Matan Torah will allow that. But the Rabban goes weiter and says that's the pshat in Boaz. Boaz was not a what? What was Boaz? Boaz was an uncle. Uncle can marry a niece, Alpia Laka, but he's fulfilling a kiyum of Yibum too as well. That's why I want to point out that you see from the Ramban that Esei Docha Lotase, what's the Lotase? Moaviv lo Moaviz. They thought there was an Israelav. They didn't make the split. They thought all Moabites were Asr. So says the what? Says the Marsha that there was a mitzvah of Yibum going on here. And Yibum is an Esei Docha Lava Moavi. They didn't make the split between males and females. And you see from here that a kiyum essay is also what? Zdokhalav. You know what the difference between a kiyum essay and a kiyum essay is? Ellie, what's a kiyum essay? Putting tefillin on every morning. A kiyum essay is situational mitzvah. If you wear talis, tzitzis, that's a kiyum essay. Hashem gets angry if you don't put on a four-corner garment. But the kiyum tzitzis is only if I'm wearing a four-corner garment. Tefillin, I'm a mechuyiv every day. I'm a mechuyiv to put it on. Mitzvah tzitzis, kiyumis. Or Moshe writes the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael is like a mitzvah kiyumis. Calls mine, I'm living in Eretz Yisrael, I get a kiyum. I'm not mechuyiv to pack my bags today and make aliyah. It's not like tefillin. It's like tzitzis, says Rav Moshe in the tshuva. You follow what I'm saying? You might have said an essay, dochalot, I say only if it's an essay that's a kiyum valley. But even if it's a kiyum, I'm pointing out from the Rabban that's doicha. Now, after Matan Torah, we would never allow an erva to do yibum. But here he wasn't an erva. It was an uncle. An uncle's allowed to marry a niece. In fact, it's a mitzvah. You get an added mitzvah. Avram married his niece with Sarah. That was called a Matan Torah. But even nowadays, our uncle can marry a niece. It's an added mitzvah. Okay? So that's what's going on here. Boaz and the Goel thought Yibum, Yibum, Yibum. They thought Yibum, Yibum, Yibum. And therefore it would work. Now, Bizmana Gemara, why is an Esed Docholot Aseh not work by Yibum? Because there was a Xeramein of Biashnia Ato Birishona. Biashnia, the only time you have a Mitzvah Yibum is the first Bia. The second Bia and so on, there's no Mitzvah Aseh. So you don't longer have the principle of Esed Docholot Aseh. So they never allowed Yibum in a form of Esed Docholot Aseh. You follow me? Never. The Gemara says you have almost half kaf because of an exera biyashniyato birishona. But bisman rus, they didn't have that exera yet. Chazal had not promulgated that exera. That's what the Marsha says. So they're ready to do yibum. Why is it that the Gaul didn't want to do yibum? Why is it the Gaul refused to do yibum, Ben? You know why? Because he thought that the kids in the future would be thrown out of Klal Yisrael. At this particular moment, they were holding males and not females. Females were okay. Now, even if they held it wasn't okay, Eses Docha what Lotase. But in the future, he thought the kids would be what? The kids would be thrown out of Klal Yisrael because they're not allowed to marry in. They were allowed to do Yibum based on Eses Docha Lotase. But they were afraid that all the kids would be thrown out because they would scratch the chiluk between males and females. And maybe even at that time, Ezra, they held that males and females, there was no split. That's why you have to come on and say the Holotase. Otherwise, what would be the laugh? So it could be at that time, Boaz and the Goel felt the only reason why they could have Bia is because of Esed the Holotase. Now, the truth of the matter is, one second, Johnny. So that's the Mahalach. So why did Boaz not want to do Yibum? Because he was afraid of his kids being thrown out. Why did Boaz want to do the Yibum? Why do you agree? Because all his kids had died, the Gemara says with Manoach. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, that Gemara, the first day of the semester we discussed, that all the 60 kids had died, Rachman al-Atzlan, and he also knew, the Ruach HaKodesh, that the second they'd have a child with Rus, he'd die also. So he wasn't going to have a lot of kids. He was only going to have one kid. He had no choice but to do Yibum. So Mitzvah Yibum is a mitzvah. So he was going to go ahead and do it. Whereas the Gaul is going to live a long life. He didn't want to have a multitude of kids with this woman, with Rus, and all the kids being thrown out. So Boaz agreed to do the Yibum, and not who? And not the Gaul. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, that is why, and Doeg comes along and he says, all these kids, lemaisa, should be thrown out because he didn't hold the halacha lemaisa m'sinai. And you know what? Well, we don't hold like Doeg. Doeg was not Bikurus. We hold the halacha lemaisa m'sinai. It's good. And he says exactly what we said. I was very happy to see that. He says, even though we say halacha lemaisa m'sinai, the buck stops with that. He says, still we wanted to be masber a little bit of a rhyme and reason and rationale behind it. Remember we were bothered by the Gemara? Mikomo kom kasha? He basically says like that. The reason why the halacha lemaisa m'sinai was so is we split man and woman because the men they didn't give us food. The women didn't have to give us food. That's the cheshbon of the marshal. You follow what I'm saying? One sec, John. I'm going to get to you. So that's the mahalach of the marshal. We got that whole mahalach? Gabi, you got me? That's his whole mahalach. So based on this, Lamaisa, the Chasam Sofer basically says that the whole predication of the Gemara was based on this Ramban al-Ater that they did Yibum. So the Chasam Sofer says that's why Boaz gathered the 10 guys. According to the marshal, y'all see, Boaz gathered the 10 guys to tell them that Yibum is Noeg Bekrovin. It's not just done with the dead, the surviving brother. Yibum is Noeg Bekrovin, so there's no raya that it was done for what? The kashrus of David HaMelech. Either Gemara says what it says, that's Lefi HaEmes. Lefi HaEmes, the din is Moaviv Lomovis. But the truth of the matter is, even without the Gemara, he gathered the 10 Skanim for what? To tell them that Yibum is Noeg Bekrovin. That's what the Chasam Sofer and the Chidushim adds on. So what I want to bring out is that our Gemara Pashup Shad is we had a whole Mahalach that he made a drasha. He wanted a mafarsim in because this door held Moaviv Lamoavis. The bottom line is, says the Marsha, it's not true. It could be this door held that there's no split. All Moabites are Usser. The only reason why he gathered the 10 is that Yibum is Noeg Bekrovin. That's why it was Noeg the 10. Either Gemara says what it says, you're right. Okay, the Gemara says what it says. The drasha was made. That's what we hold. Halacha lemaisa m'sinai. There is a split. There's no doubt about that. There is a split. And that's what the Gemara says his drasha was. But I want you to know something. It's very possible to say, says the Marsha, that was not his drasha. His drasha was to tell me that Yibum is Noeg Bekrovin. And that's it. And they both held that there was an Isra alive of Moab evil, males and females. So how did they do it? Because of Esther Dechalot, I'll say. Why did Goel not want to do it? Because he didn't want his kids messed up. Why did Boaz do it? Because he knew he wasn't going to have any kids. And this is the only kid he was going to have. So therefore it was fine. So that's interesting. So it's still hard to... But the Gemara says what it says. He's just saying, you know what? The Gemara, it's not a riot brewer. Because he had another drasha that he was saying. It's a big chiddush, what the Chasam Sofer says. Big, big chiddush. But I want you to know what he says. Okay? It's a big, big chiddush. To say that, okay, there's no riot that was drasha. The Gemara says that was his drasha. He's saying, no, the real drasha was what the Marsha says. This is just a theoretical. Yes, Johnny, go ahead. You've been so patient. Yeah, go ahead.
So when the Gaul thought his kids were going to get thrown out, which kids? The ones he had or the ones he's going to have with Rus?
The ones with Rus.
Why would he have kids with Rus if he knows...
Only he was worried. He was worried. You mean, why would he continue to have after... Because he was going to live. I mean, he's going to live with her as man and wife.
Why? I thought we said only the...
You mean he would stop, you mean?
Yeah, why? I thought that would be...
He would stop, you mean? There was no Xeri, you mean, Lamaisa. There's no Xeri, but he would stop, Lamaisa.
You have to be Rishonah to fulfill Mitzvah Yibam and then stop and after.
Yeah. It's a good point. I think he's assuming he wasn't on the level of Boaz. You know what I'm saying? Boaz was the Gadol HaDor. The assumption is the Marsha says he would continue to live with her. Okay?
Boaz died right after the Bir Rishonah.
Yes.
So that means that kid that Rus has was definitely a coach, extremely kosher because it was from.
No, he's still going to be thrown out. He filled the mitzvah Yibum, but he's still going to be thrown out, according to their shita. But he had no choice. He's going to do Yibum. He had no choice.
The Doeg's real question was maybe Yibum should not be Noeg to probe him?
No. Doeg's question was.
Come and question the lineage now, dub it.
No, because all kids that come out of there, he didn't hold the halacha from Sinai. So he wanted them all thrown out.
No, but he has to hold the halacha that mitzvah Yibum is going to trump the lotas.
Yeah, but the mitzvah Yibum doesn't machshir the kid. The kid had to have been procreated. But the kid's not kosher.
But if the kid was procreated from that Bir Rishonah, which was a kosher
The B is kosher, but the kid still remains puzzle. The kid still remains puzzle. I'm glad he asked me that. I didn't bring out that point. That's for sure the kid remains puzzle. The mitzvah is fulfilled, there's no doubt. That's why I'm saying Boaz insisted on doing it, because of the mitzvah Yibum, even though the kid's going to be puzzle.
Yeah, you would think, but you think if there's a mitzvah Yibum, no point of Yibum is to create... Is
I understand, but to have a kid, Lahakim Shemachim, but he's still puzzle Bakali. Can't deny the din, because they didn't Bakali males and females. The din still remains the same. Doesn't affect the kid. That's divorce.
So then what was the point of Boaz even like trying to...
Because he had a mitzvah Yibum. Because he had a mitzvah Yibum. He had to have a kid. Even though the kid would be puzzled. But Lamaisa, there was a kid that hadn't been had. It was so a mitzvah
of
Yibum.
So maybe according to this Marasha, according to Boaz, that kid Ruth has was puzzled.
That's correct.
Back then no one held a Lachamashiach.
They held that. They held that. They themselves held not like the Lachamashiach. They didn't know the din. Now that's against what we said to Marasha on Thursday, because we said... We said that Boaz held to the din, but it was based on Yigim Omidos, remember? Marsha's a completely different cheshbon, okay? It's different than what we said on Thursday from the Briskurov. We had a whole mahal with the Briskurov. He made a drasha through Yigim Omidos to make the split. He's basically assuming that they didn't make the split, okay? And they didn't know the halachah Moshe said. Dog Adom and Makabla, okay? It could very well be, you could say that Boaz Taka knew also, and that's why he had the kid, Belumaisa, and maybe the goal wasn't as... You know, didn't believe in the Lachem Mishmini as well. Maybe to answer your point a little bit, and that's why Boaz, you know, was insistent. But even so, he had a mitzvah yibum. Whether the kid was giving him a kubel or not, he had a mitzvah yibum. Could be that Boaz also knew the halacha of Mishmini. You could say to back up the Marsha a little bit. But Lamai said, this is the chiddush of the Marsha. Okay, Daniel, you got it. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
According to the Chassam Sofer,
yes.
Why isn't that? What Boaz did, why didn't that stick to Lach Lamaisa? By him telling the Tenzik Nayir that...
Because that was a drosha.
No, why no, the Yibum is Bekrovim. So why didn't that stick to Lach Lamaisa?
We don't do it Lamaisa, because it's going to get, you know... That's what I want to bring out. Sarachi and Gadol, because this is after Matan Torah. Sarachi and Gadol, what the Rabban says, it's hard to imagine what the Pshat of the Rabban is, but what I said is the answer, that's a Kiyum. Because Lamaisa, you know, we don't... We're afraid, you know, it might be getting confused, maybe an interval would come up. So we don't do it Lamaisa at all. We don't do it at all. We don't extend it. But I think that's the pshat in the Rabban, that it's a kiyum. The mitzvah of Yibum is it considered to be a kiyum. Yes, Ezra, go ahead.
How does Asidocha Losa Sey fit in with Isabel of Aldevira?
Good question. What's the answer to that question? How does Mitzvah of Avera fit in with Asidocha Losa Sey? There's one quick answer for that. You got to know it. And that's called Be'idna, simultaneity. Esed Dochalot Aseh only works when it's simultaneous. At the same time you're doing the lav, you're doing an essay. Mitzvah Babaver is I steal the lulav, later on I shake the lulav. Okay? They're not at the same time. You got me? So that's the chiluk between Mitzvah Babaver. Yaakov, you got me? Between Esed Dochalot Aseh and Mitzvah Babaver. Okay. Yeah, real quick, Ezra, we've got a lot to do.
The Kiddush of Marsha, what's he saying that we didn't know before? What's the specific...
He's bringing up the whole topic of Yibum. We didn't mention that at all.
But the Chiddush he's saying is that...
Chiddush is he's saying that was his drasha. His drasha was that Yibum is Noah Bekrovim. That's what he gathered the 10 guys for. It was not for Moav, even the Moavis. In fact, they might have both held that the Yisra applies to both males and females, Boaz and the Gaul. Going through Yibum.
He did it in order to show that...
Yibum is Noah Bekrovim. That's the Chiddush. Tremendous Chiddush. That's a very big Chiddush. Our Gemara says not that way. It's against the mahalach that we said, Poshup Shah. And even if you say that Boaz knew the Allah HaLamosh Mishin, it's still a tremendous chiddush to bring this in. Okay, that's the first chiddush. Please get it. The Marsha, the Ramban that we said. Okay, let's go. Number two. I wanted to quote the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's get the Aruch HaShulchan that I said I would say over today, so let's get it. We had yesterday a machlokish in the Rishonim to the Dark Emotion, the Beis Yosef, if you don't have 10 guys. Birkas Chasanim requires 10 guys. Is that Likuva or not? So the Psak, it was a Machlokes, the Beis Yosef, Dark Emotion, Beis Yosef said yes, like the Rashba, and the Dark Emotion was Mekel like who? He was Mekel like the Trumas Hadeshim. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Samech Beis points out in Osyud Beis the following. Simen Samech Beis, Osyud Beis, he points out that there is no way to say that the brachas are ma'akev b'dieved. If you live in a town where there is not 10 guys, of course you could get married. then when do you say the Shavuot brachas? If you didn't have 10 guys, he says, V'yavarchu achar kama yomim, kishizdam lemasar, no big deal. Whenever you get 10, then say the Shavuot brachas. And he says, even if it's after the first week, you could say the Shavuot brachas, because you haven't yet said them. He says, if you look in the Rambam, in Pirek Yud, whenever you get the 10 guys together, it's fine. Doesn't have to be in that week. He points out the Yamsho Shlomo says, after the week, it's too late. Now, what about at the Seuda? You do. You get married. At the end of the benching, what do? You didn't have 10 guys. What bracha do you say? You only say one, Ashir Barak. Under the chuppah, what do you say? You say all 7. You don't have 10? It's not likuva. Because by the chuppah, it's sheva brachas. Sheva, you can't just say one. You can't just say one, bless you. You can't just say one, okay? So he says, Beferish, that's the Aruch HaShulchan I wanted you to get. So let's say it again. Halacha L'maisa that he holds. Shita, like the Trumas Hadeshin, that it's not Makev. Whenever you get 10, you can say it, even after the Sheva brachas. And he's medayik that in the Rama against the Yamsho Shlomo. And the Suda at the benching, when you didn't have 10, you'll only say Asher Bara. The Suda at the end, you'll only say Asher Bara. But at the Chuppah, you could say all 7. Because the Chuppah, you can only say 7. You can't just say 1. At the Chuppah, there was a Takana to say all 7.
At benching, you would still say Shasim.
In the benching, we have to check when we get to the Suda. Okay, we have to check whether Simcha B'mono and the Zimu needs 10. Okay?
That's also only if you have to.
Yeah, only if you have no choice, Shimon. Excellent. You're in a city where there's no 10. You got to get married. You can't push off the wedding. We passing, you got to get married. Okay? All right, so that's the Aruch HaShulchan. That's number 2. Okay, very good. Let's get to now, Lamaisa, the Sugya, with the Taisus now, Mezakel Uber. Okay, let's see inside now, guys. Let's see inside. Yossi, why don't you read the Gemara for us? Now, I'm going to just refresh our memory. Rabbi Abo did not like Rav Nachman's drasha of Asara Mezikne Yisro. Yes? Mezikne Yir. Why didn't he like it? Because he used it for the drasha Amoni V'lo Moavis. What was the conversation? Let's refresh our memories. What was the conversation? Because if you tell me it's for a bracha, why do you need Talmidei Chachamim? Well, how do you know Zakeni needs Talmidei Chachamim? Ein Zaken Elakana Chachamim. Gemara Kedushin. So he said, obviously, he's telling me another halacha. If that fit in well, we said, with our pshat, that he wanted to promulgate in front of 10 guys, the Talmidei Chachamim, to expound the drasha. So what was the response back to that? L'maisa, what did Rav Nachman say? He said, it's for a drasha. What do you need 10 for? So what did Rav Abo answer? In. When it says in, that's Rav Abo talking. And when Rav Abo said, L'persumi milso, the dialogue, to publicize what it was. The mazaka luber is kana. And then the Gemara says, Hilchachom Zaka Luber Lo Kamen. Okay? Now let me ask you. Lefit Pshutin Shal Dvorim. Let's get this. Does Mezaka Luber have anything to do with the Sugya? Eli, you follow me? Does Mezaka Luber have anything to do with the Sugya? No, it's a total side point. It's just brought in as an example of what? Of publication. That you need a farsim something. Has nothing to do with our Sugya at all. That's the push of shot in the Gemara. And that's the Poshup Shat Lamais in the Gemara. They quote a Rishash. I couldn't find the Rishash. If you guys find the Rishash, you let me know where he says it. So Rishash is quoted the way we just read the Gemara. That it's just a total side point. But I gave you the Shittim Mekubetis, the Feirish, which I wanted you to see. And in the Shittim Mekubetis, the Mask of the Hilchasa, he says not that way. It's not a total side point. It's an amazing shot. What does the Shittim Mekubetis say? He says the dialogue is not done. The dialogue's not done. The conversation wasn't finished. The Shittim Mekubetzes says that this was Rav Nachman responding back to Rabbi Abo. Rav Nachman said, you know, only Shmuel Paskins from Zakala Uber is coming. And he's a Shittis Yechidah, and he needed to make the drush in front of 10. But the drush of Boaz was a Dover Pshuta, that Amoni V'lomovi, you didn't need 10. That's also against our Mahalach. Because our Mahalach Stavki needed to publicize it. But he says it was a drosh of Pshuta. He was the Gadol Ador. He didn't need to befarce him everything. Just everyone looked at him. He led by example. If he married Rus, obviously it was okay. You follow me? So the Shittim Mekubetzes says it was not the dialogue's done. This was the response of Rav Nachman back to Rav Bo. And what Rav Nachman was saying to Rav Bo is that what? You read it in the Gemara, he says you need 10 guys to, in the Fursumi Milsa. In the Fursumi Milsa, Kanamar Le Shmuel, like Shmuel said to Rav Chana. You know what the Shidim Gebet says? That this is Rav Nachman saying to Rabbi Abo. He answered, in the Fursumi Milsa, Rabbo said, yes, you need 10 to publicize. And then Ukud Amar Le Shmuel, you know who's talking? I want you to write in your notes. Ukud Amar Le Shmuel, who's saying that? Rav Nachman saying it back to Rabbi Abo. The only time you need publication is when it's what? When it's something novel, something we don't hold like. But Boaz was everyone accepted. It was a Dover Pshuta. So therefore there was no need to have 10. But the conversation's not yet over. Chassam Sofer adds on, please get it, when the Gemara Paskins, Mezaka L'Uber Lokana, who's answering that? Who's answering that? That's Rabbi Abo's response. What is Rabbi Abo saying? If it's L'Shem Pirsum, if the same person that Boaz got them together, so how can Achar Kach the halacha not be accepted? Even Rabbi Abo adds on, even Shmuel, who made a drasha, the halacha wasn't mekubal. The gam kach mun iskavlo halacha shadarish Boaz befirsum, achikavu kein la halacha b'made David al pi Shmuel aramasi. So what was the response of the Chassam Sofer adds on, he says, Rabbi Abo responded back, it's not true. He says, not true. You got it wrong. There was a need to mefarsim this. Because you know what? Because there was a struggle. It was based on Yud Gimel Midas. And there was a struggle because it was based on Yud Gimel Midas. Until it was discovered as Halacha L'Moshe in the Sinai, then there was what? There was no problems. So I thought this feud and beautiful with what we said. Basically, the Pashup Shana Gemara, as we said, the conversation's done. Not based on the Shidduch Gvetz, based on the Shidduch Gvetz and the Chassam Sofer, it continued. And basically, we find Rav Nachman saying to Rabbi Abo, no, Boaz wasn't L'Fursum Mimisa. What Boaz did was a Dover Poshet. Rabbi Abo says, no, it wasn't. It was based on Yud Gimel Midas. It was based on Yud Gimel Midas. It was a struggle. That's Kedavka, why he had to mefarsim it. Because until it was discovered there was a Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, there was a struggle. So I thought that this Shidduch Gvetz is fit in beautifully in the Chassam Sofer with what we said last week. You got me, Yossi? It was a continuation of the dialogue. It works out to be a beautiful pshat. It was, the conversation did not end. Pinchas, you got me? It continued. You got it?
Yeah.
And Rav Nachman said it was based on what? Rav Nachman said it was based on, it's a drush of truth. They didn't need Pirsum. Shmuel needed Pirsum because he's a shittes yichidah. Rabbi Abbas says, of course it needed Pirsum. Because it was based on Yud Gimel Midas. And they were struggling about it. People agreed, they didn't agree. Like the Rambam Nukhaz Mamre, once it became a Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, that's done. So it fits in beautifully with what we said pshat in the Gemara. It's not just a side point. A Mezak L'Ubel Lokano is not just a side point, an example of Pirsum. It goes to the heart and core of what the struggle was. Yes, Daniel?
Wouldn't you want Rabbi Bo to bring an example of someone being a Farsam of Dvar Halacha that's based off of a Drasha?
No, but that's what he's saying. He's saying that. He's saying that it needed Pirsum based on the fact it was Yud Gimel Midas. That's dafka why he needed the mefarsim.
Right.
Don't tell me that it wasn't what? Don't tell me, Rav Nachman, that it wasn't needed the mefarsim was a halacha pshuta. It wasn't a halacha pshuta. They were arguing about it. They were arguing because it was based on Yud Gimel Midas. Until it became a halacha pshuta Sinai, then it was done. That's cool. That is an example of it.
It's not an example of a drasha. This isn't an example.
Yes, it is of Yud Gimel Midas. Yes, it is. That's why he needed the mefarsim. No, the halacha of Amoni v'lomoavis. That's what he's responding back to him.
What about Mazak Luber? That's not based on the drasha.
No, it's not. But he's saying back to him. He's saying the drasha is halacha l'maisa. Is that's the seal? Hilchasa Mazak Luber lokana means what? What does that mean? What does it mean? What is the Gemara trying to say? That what Shmuel did was based. It is a drasha. Let's say it is a drasha. It's a svara. Falls under that rubric. It's something that can be argued on. The fact that the Gemara says Vehilchus to tell me Lo Kana is telling me that it's something that's arguable. Yud Gimel Midas or Svara, however you want to say it. You follow me? And that's what the Gemara says Vehilchus. It is a halacha that was argued upon. Just like what? Just like Moaviv Lo Moavis until Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So what you're saying is good. It's a beautiful example. It is an example. It's an example of a case that can be argued upon. If it's a svara, it can be argued. Your gemamidas can be argued on. It says a kasha can be argued on. Only a lacha moshe machine. Ain man machlokes leolim, said the Rama. That's kufa, fits in beautifully. Yes, go ahead. Shimon, go ahead.
Can we say that it's only, it can be argued upon because it's a da'as yachidi? Like, can you not just say that right back to him? He's only argued on because he's the only guy who says that. Shimon.
You mean you want to continue the conversation even further?
Yeah, why can't you just say that back to him?
And that's why he was mefarsimit, you mean?
Yeah. Still go back to
but what I'm saying is that Rabbi Bo would respond back, Shimon, and he would say, the example, Lamaisa, is not a good example. Like Daniel just said, Hamazakavur is an example of something that's arguable. It's not just Tamashit Yishudah. That was Rabbi Bo's point. He would stick to his guns. Rabbi Nach would stick to his guns and say he was a Shittis Yachid, so he wanted him to farce him. Rabbi Bo would say no. That's the Nakudas of my folks. Rabbi Bo would say no. We want to give you an example where it's an arguable din. And that's good for the crux. You're saying good as well. That's kufa de machloek from Rav Bo and Rav Nachman. Is this an example that it was just a shita shechira, or is it an example that it's an arguable din, and therefore that's amoni v'lamoavs, until it was discovered that it was halacha l'moshe m'sinai?
So Rav Nachman, his first question, it becomes the first question, even without Rav Bo saying back, by him saying that Shmuel's just das echi, he's himself saying it's an arguable point.
Right, but that's not the point that he's focusing on. He's just focusing on, don't give me the business that is. He's on the first because the sheet is a practical concern. That's why. That's exactly right. You're saying good, but that was the Nakuda. Okay, very good. Now, let's get to the actual topic at hand, and that's Amazaka Ubalokan. Okay, Yossi, let's see the Tyson side. Okay? Now, as a Hakdome, I want to say as follows. In every kinyan in halacha, there are three elements, okay? A kinyan means you do a deal, an acquisition. You transfer ownership on an item. There are three elements. There's das makne, there's das kone, there's the das of the makne, which is the seller, the giver, das kone is the buyer, and then there is a maisa kinyan that is needed. These are three elements in the recipe of every kinyan that we have in halacha. You need these three elements. Das makne, das kone, and a maisa kinyan. Okay? Now, there's a famous machlokus all over Shas whether you can sell a future, which is called a davar shelo bali olam. Can a person be makne, davar shelo bali olam? Something that doesn't exist. Reb Meir says kone. Chachamim say it's not kone. We accept the chachamim, of course. You cannot sell a future. You want to sell a guy something that doesn't exist, it's not good. A davar shelo bali olam has to exist in order for you to do a deal. Okay, that's the din. Now, we paskel like the chum, I said. Now, in the Rishonim and the Gedolei Achronim, what is the chisaron of a davar shelo bali olam? So there's two approaches. One approach is that it's a chisaron in das. Meaning to say, if I'm selling you a future, it's a joke. If it doesn't exist, it's not real. We're not real with it. No one takes it seriously, both the seller and the buyer. Okay, you ask me Wall Street futures. Okay, in a chanami, it's a big problem. And how is that a good deal? It's not so pushy that it's a good deal when you sell futures. Okay, that's not for now, but there are other kinyanim you might have to do to try to get out of that problem. But the chisaron is, one approach is that it's a chisaron and das. So that's number one. Das makta, das kam. Number one and number two. People aren't serious about something. That is what? That is a future that doesn't exist. Yaakov, you got me? You got me? Let's get this. Or do you say no? That the chisaron is in the maisa kinyan. Ein b'meh litfos. It is nothing to what? You can't grab it. The kinyan can't be chal on anything. The thing doesn't exist. What are you talking about? Fruits? The palm tree doesn't have any fruits yet. There's nothing for the kinyan to be chal on. So is the chisaron of a davar shelo bali olam a chisaron in das that the guys aren't serious? Or is it the chisaron in the maisa kinyan that the kinyan has nothing for it to be chal on? These are the two general approaches of pisfara. Why we paskin like the chum that a davar shelo bali olam is not koneh. Okay? These are the two general approaches that we have. Okay? What is the chisaron of a davar shel ovel yoyim? Yes, Ezra.
What exactly is a davar shel ovel yoyim? Is that it?
Something that doesn't exist. I sell you a palm tree. I sell you the fruits of the palm tree. There are fruits yet on the palm tree, yes. When we did the deal, they didn't exist.
Isn't shel ovel yoyim that will never be there?
No, it doesn't exist now. Uh-huh. It's a future. It will come into existence. Okay?
Yeah, but you can still make it tonight, though, right?
You can make it Tanai and Dini Mominus. Yeah, you could, but we're talking about a regular case. You didn't make it Tanai. You can make it Tanai and Dini Mominus. You could. Yes, Yosef.
How is this similar or different from a case of Masafik Bekubia?
That's a good point. What is it? What? That's a little bit different. That's what's called an Asmachta. What's an Asmachta? The two reasons why you can't be a gambler. Your puzzle is because you're not Yosef Yeshua Shalom. And number two is Asmachta. Asmachta is something else. What does Asmachta mean? I make a kinyan out Tanai. I put the money on the table. Gambler, the psychology is he's always going to win. He's a balgaiva. So when he loses, he's stealing money from you because you never thought you'd lose. So you made a kinyan al tanai that you put the money on the table. You never thought the tanai would come to fruition, but it did come to fruition. You follow me? So it's a lack. A chasmachna is also a lack of das. It's a lack of das machna. So if you, the guy, wins the loot, he's a ganif. It's different, a little bit different, but it's the same chisaron if you take the first approach. Okay? So that's the notion of Dover Shalom Boliol. So our case here is Hamazaka Uber is Kana or Lo Kana. What does that mean? You have a woman who's pregnant in utero, she's got a child. You're Mazaka the Uber, $1 million. $10 million. Shmuel says Kana and Hilchus Lo Kana. Without even looking at the Tosis, I'm thinking to myself that straight up Achlosh, I'm marrying the Chachamim. If you hold like a mayor, it's good. Shmuel must be holding like a mayor. And we paskin like a chum, the Hilchos Lokana. That's the simplest reading of the Gemara before you look at Tisus. Clear to everybody? Yaakov, you got me? Hilchos Mezakov Lubrakana. Jacob, if you hold Kana, you're holding like a mayor. If you hold Lokana, you're holding like Huda Chachom. That's a positive shot. Comes along Tisus and says, come on, how could Shmuel hold like a mayor? Go ahead, Yossi. Let's see Tisus, guys. Go ahead. Now, Afagav always implies Akasha. You don't always have to see him Tomer Yeshlomo. You don't always have to say Tamer. Afagav implies Akasha and Tysus. Okay? Go ahead. What's the case? A man gets what? Bless you. A man gets the Maisiyah dime of his wife. And what does he have to give his wife? Mizonos. In our Masechta, Mem Zayin and Mebezin Ksubas, there are a lot of reciprocal relationships in a wedding, in a marriage. He has to sustain his wife. In return, what does he get? He gets her salary. Maisiyah dime. If she's captured, he's got to redeem her. What does he get in return? Her payrus, the fields that she brought in. The dowry, she brings in a dowry, right? He has to bury her if she dies. The Gemara has it. You can write down in your notes. You look it up. I believe it's on Mem Zayin and Beis. The reciprocal relations financially between the husband and wife when they get married. Zu taka zu. It's reciprocal. Okay, bless you. So the husband says he's makdish her maisiya dayin. Even though she hasn't yet done it yet. He wants to devote them to the Beis HaMikdash. The salary that she brings in. It says, "Turn Rabban a tikkum is an osetachas masyadek for osetachas kibasa kibasa means a dowry." The fairish, it's all there. Mem Zayin and Beis right in the middle. You got to know it, okay? But you know the makar, the din, and the makar is a svora, cold of it. The lumdis and the makar, where it is, okay? So what is Rabbi Yochanan ben Sam? What does Rabbi Yochanan ben Samler say, Yossi?
That he can't even carry shit.
Now he was makdashit, but what's Moser mean? He thought she was going to make 50,000 a year. So he's makdish that to the Beis HaMikdash. She makes 60,000. Mosar means the extra 10 grand. What's the din? Chulin. It's not hektish. Why? Go ahead. They ain't on a makdish davar shel oylam. It didn't exist yet. So what do we see? That a hektish does not work what? The Mosar is chulin. The Mosar is chulin. She had already made the 50,000. And then she works a little extra. At the time of the Hekdash, the extra 10,000 didn't exist. The 50,000 existed. That's not a davar shel ovel yoyim. That wasn't a future. It was extant. Ellie, you follow me? The extra 10,000 was a future. Therefore, it's chulin. So we got a problem here. Shmuel paskes like Rabbi Yochanan ben Samlar, Rabbi Yochanan Hasanlar. So that shows he holds what? Like who? Like the Chachamim. And what did Shmuel say here? Mazaka Lubris Kana. Stira. We set it up. Seems like a Mazaka Lubris Kana is holding like a mayor. No, you see, Shmuel holds like the Chachamim. Ain't on a Makna, ain't on a Makdish, Dover Shulam. It's the same thing. Hekdish and Kinyan is the same thing. They're Kinyanim. Just the only difference is Hekdish is the recipient, is Hekdish. So that's a great kasha, no? Shmuel, how could Shmuel hold like who? How could Shmuel hold like the Chachamim when he said the Mazaka Lubris Kana? Stira. Go ahead. Now, what does he say? Now he makes a statement here. What's the statement? He says, you cannot be makna dover shalom b'olam. What's dover shalom b'olam? What does that mean?
The object itself
was not in the world. The 10,000 bucks that she made were not in the world. So he says, if that you can't do, kol shekein, if the recipient on the other end is not in the world. He says, degara tfei, like it says in Gittin. Now you guys tell me, you read this Tosis, you got to can't skim. Why is that al pi svar, that you make such a kol shekein? What's the kol shekein? The kol shekein, the B is always the davar pashut. If the recipient's not there, that's a davar pashut. The chiddush a little bit that's also not good, that has to exist, is the chefs itself. What do you think that's based on, guys? You tell me. Get it down in your notes. You read this Torah, you got to say, what's the kol shekein? You see a kol shekein or a rishon, say a kol shekein, ask yourself, what's he driving at? So someone tell me. What do we say to two chesronos for Dor Shul Leol? Go ahead, Yossi. Chesron
Medas.
Oh, so if the Chesron Medas, think to yourself. If there's no other guy on the other side of the table to do the deal with, then obviously it's a joke. I'm not going to treat it seriously. Correct, Ellie? So if there's no other guy, for sure that's bad. Now, if the Chefsa doesn't exist, but there's another guy, you can go here and there. No, at least there's another guy. Still, it's not good. To be a serious deal, you need another guy on the other side of the table, and you need the Chefsa to be existing. You follow me, Nachum? I want to write down in your notes, this line of Tosis is going with the approach that it's a Chesaron and Das. That Dover Shalom B'Yom is a Chesaron and Das. To make this kol shekein. Go ahead. And he proves the kol shekein. Go ahead. From a sheet that we don't paskin like. Go ahead. Can I read him perikama? The sof perikama?
I read him sof perikama. The gittin. The kamer akilah rebi meir.
Daf yigimon beiz, yeah?
Daf yigimon beiz. The kamer akilah rebi meir. The amar adamak adabar shalom olam. Hanili adabar shalom ba'ala olam.
Ah! Rebi meir says adamak adabar shalom only if there's another guy war. Only what? But the other guy's got to be in existence on the other side of the table. Go ahead. Ah, you see that? Even Remeir, who allows a future, what future does he allow? Only if the Chefs is not in existence. But the other guy on the side of the table, other side of the table, has got to be in existence. Otherwise, it's a joke. So even Remeir, who allows a future, requires the other recipient, the recipient, to be in existence. Because he's working from Das, from a Das perspective. If there's no other guy on the other side of the table, there's nothing to talk about. Rebbeir still allows if the Chefs is not in existence. Okay. Because he says, Lamai said, still there's another guy there. Come say, no way. You need the other guy to be there, and you need the Chefs to be in existence. But it's all manifestations of what is the Chesaron of Das. It's a shear in how much Das you need. You follow me, Pinchas? That's where Tosis is coming from. Clear, Shimon? That's Tosis Chiddush we want to suggest. Okay? Based on this svar. Go ahead, Yossi. Period. That's the first answer of Tosis. Get it down. So I understand something. So Shmuel, we start off with the kasha, was what? Shmuel says, Mazak Lubris Kana. Isn't that like Remeir? We don't hold like Remeir. Shmuel doesn't hold like Remeir. He holds like the Chachamim. The answer is that according to the Chachamim, what do you need? The $1 million is in the Gemara. Mezakim Uber, what are you being mezakim? $1 million. You're being mezakim $1 million. That's an existence. But the Uber is not an existence. Yes, it is. So don't tell me, oh, Shmuel's holding like a mayor. Like I said in the beginning of Tosis, mezakim Uber is kind of, isn't Shmuel holding like a mayor? No, he's not. That's a shalom. The Uber's Balioilum. So it's no problem at all. But you see from the Taisus mechanics that he took the approach of Gemara's Das to make this kosher king. So that's the first teretz of Taisus. Zok Taisus, Inami. Go ahead. Inami is second teretz. Go ahead.
Inami Shmuel Islay Tfei Adam Makna Ledavar Shelo Balolam.
What's he say? What's the second teretz of Taisus? He says Shmuel holds that what? What's more important? What does Shmuel hold? What's more important now? Now he makes a complete about face. Please get it down. I'm going to write down. Teretz Rishon of Tosfos was what? Legabi Dover Shelo Balioilu. You needed the what? Chefsa, Uyot, Ba'olam, Kol Shekain, Gavra, the Kabel, I'm going to say. The recipient has to be Ba'olam. That was the first teretz. Second teretz, the Taisa says, no way. The Iker thing is what? The Chefsa's got to be in existence. The recipient doesn't have to be in existence. Teretz Sheni, Chefsa, Sarich, Leo, Ba'olam, Hello, Mikavel. Because what does he say? Read again, Yossi. Inami, please. Inami. He can hold, you can be makne the davar shelo bol yoylum. But if the chefs is not in existence, forget about it. If the chefs is not in existence, forget about it. Okay, go ahead. Oh, what do you do with the Sugyan Gittin? What's he bothered by? Because what did the Sugyan Gittin say? The Sugyan Gittin said everyone's got to be in the world. No? Everyone's got to be in the world. We said, according to the mayor, we said the most important thing in the world that's Dover Pashut is the recipient. Now he's making an about face on that. What do I do with the Gemara Gittin? Go ahead.
So I see I'll leave with the Rav Huna.
Well, that's going like Rav Huna. Go ahead. Hafucha. We find that there's an Amora against Rav Huna. That's Rav Nachman. Go ahead. If you sell a guy fruit from a palm tree and they didn't exist at that time, so what happens? What happens if they didn't exist at that time? What's the din? Ein yochel lachzor. Because Rav Huna holds beferish the what? What does Rav Huna hold?
You know, the chefs wasn't there, the recipient wasn't
there. Because we see Lamaisa that according to Rav Huna says that the chefs wasn't there, but the recipient is there, right? So the mail mishabol lolim and yochel lachzor. The Gabi Uber, go ahead.
The Gabi Uber, Kamar, Akhmakishat Hilay Vokana.
And what does he say by the Uber? The Ubar, when it's going to be, if the Chefso Lamaisa, Chefso certainly Yos Ba'olam, right? If the Ubar, who's the recipient, Shatele Lokana, because you need to have the recipient in the world. So he holds Lokana. So you see, the Rav Huna holds that what? As long as the recipient's there, it's good. Go ahead, Rav Nachman.
Rav Nachman, Selver, like Shatele Kana, we have here Stekel Kamer, Adin Shabal Olam, Yachal Aksar.
So what does Rav Nachman hold? He holds Shatele Taka Kana. That you don't need the recipient of the world in Paris Dekel. What's the din? You could be Chozer Bo. Because when you made the kinyan, it didn't exist. And the Chefs has got to be in the world. So what do you see from these Amoroim? What do you see from these Amoroim? You see from these Amoroim that what? You see from these Amoroim that Halacha Lamaisa, Rav Nachman, argues on who? Rav Nachman argues on Rav Huna, and Rav Nachman bears out the Shita that the Chefs has to be in the world and not what? And not the one, not the Mekabah. That's why he says, B'chshetelet kanan. By Peres Dekel, it's not good. B'chshetelet is kanan. But the Chefs has got to be in the world. You see, Rav Huna basically holds, there's like three shittas. These Amoroim hold, you don't need both elements to be in the world. They either hold one or the other. Rav Nachman, we basically wrote down Rav Nachman shittah. Rav Nachman holds this shittah. Okay? Rav Nachman holds this shita that has to be in the world of Chefsa, but not the Makabel. What does Rav Huna hold? Let's write down Rav Huna. What does Rav Huna hold? What did Rav Huna hold? That what? The Mekabel's got to be in the world, but not what?
Not the
Chesser. Below Chesser. So you'll tell me, Rebbe, are they holding like Chum? Yes. The question is, which point did the Chum say Dover Shalom Leon is bad? Everyone holds like the Chum. No one's holding like a mayor. But the bottom line is that Tosus is saying that the Uber is considered to be what? Why is Mazakal Uber Kondit? Because why? The first day of Tosus said the Uber was what? Was considered Bali Olav. What's the second day of Tosus saying? Second day of Tosus says that what? What has to be in the world? Shmuel and Rav Nachman hold the same sheet. Let me write down Shmuel too as well. The Chesed has got to be in the world. $1 million is in the world. So what emerges? One sec, Nachman, is that there are 2 days in Tosus. Why is Mazaka Lubrakan according to Shmuel? According to the first day in Tosus, what? The Uber's in the world. And the first day in Tosus says the Chesed has got to be in the world. Call Shekin the Makabel. The Uber's in the world. The money was in the world. The second day in Tosus holds that Lamaisa what? The Chefsa has got to be in the world, and not what? And not the Mekabah. And the Chefsa is in the world. And he proved that Shmuel, who we paskin like Dini Mamas, we point out against Rav, whenever there's Machlok Shmuel and Rav, we paskin like Shmuel. The Rosh says that Shmuel is a bigger buck in Dini Mamas than Rav, and Rav is a bigger buck in Yisurim than Shmuel. They were both great in both areas, one was bigger than the other. And we always say, Rav Nachman, we paskin like a Dini Mamas. Dat Unkel Adini. We always paskin like Rav Nachman. So the bottom line is that Shmuel and Rav Nachman are holding this, so it comes out that the Uber, Lamaisa, might not be in the world according to the second day, but it's fine. Why is it fine? Because the Chefsa. Now what's the longest? What does the second day in Tosus hold? The first day in Tosus said, we said it was an issue of Das. How would you say the second day in Tosus? What's the lumdus of the second day in Tosus? What do you think? That it's a chis. Why is it dover shalob oliyolim a chisarin? Because you can't do it. The kinyan can't be nifas on it. It's not in existence. But lo ein ma litfos. Ein ma litfos. You can't, and the kinyan can't grab on it. However, if the chefs is in the world, that's fine. Because the chefs exists, there's no recipient, but it's ra'ui to have a kinyan. It's ra'ui that a kinyan can be made. There just happens to be no one there. I'll give you an example. Can I give something to a katan? Financial concept? Can I give him an item? Yes. I can't give him my first day. First day of sukkahs before I shake it. I won't be yotze. L'kachtem lachem. He can't give it back to me. How could he get it? There's a principle called Das Achiras Machlin, Tosus says in Gittin, different places in Sanhedrin. My Das, even though the Kutin has no Das, my Das of giving it supplants for him, and as if it works for him. So therefore, I give him a Kinyan, even though he has no Das. So the same thing here, as long as the Chefs exists, there might not be another person at this time, but it is Roy for the Kinyan to take place. And in a sense, it's like the Machna is doing the job for the Kona. Where's the Kona? He's not here yet. So I'll do it for him. And then when he comes to play, he'll get it. But I can do it for him. It's like the Kutton's a straw man. It's not there either. And I can do it for him. Halachically, a Kutton's kingdom is nothing to that there. So in the same vein, it's good. So you see from the second day in Tosfos, this is what we want to suggest, guys. A Chiddush in the beer. That these 2 days at Tosfos are arguing fundamentally what is the chisarn of a davar shelo bo liyoyim. Is it a chisarn in the das kinyan, or is it a chisarn in the maisa kinyan? Ein mo lifos bo. You follow me, Johnny? That's the chisarn. I want to bring out also, you see that there's like a third sheet to that Rav Huna, who said you need a davar shelo, but the maisa the makabla has to be, not the chefsa. If I ask you, what's the svar of Rav Huna? One sec, because we got to get the nachum. What's the svar of Rav Huna? What would you say? You need the Makabel to be in the world. You guys tell me. What's the Svar of Ravuna? What do you say? Someone tell me, what's the Svar of Ravuna? We already spilled the beans a little bit out of what? It's a Chisarn and what? Das. But what? You just need the recipient to be there. You don't need the Chefsa. People treat it seriously. As long as there's another guy on the other side of the table. I don't need the Chefsa to be there. So I'm going to write down Ravuna is what? It is also a type of Das. Yeah, go ahead, Nachum, and then Avi. Go ahead. Aprom. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Noah.
Why is there a question before?
What do you mean the Bukhara? Oh, we're going to get to it. We're going to get to it. Let's get to it. We'll get to it. But I want to first get the Tysus story. You got it?
Yeah.
We're going to get to the Shah and the Protexos. Yeah, go ahead, Avon.
Why are we calling it Das?
Because there are two chisronos. We wrote down that there are three elements in a kinyan. Okay? So the chisron of a Dar Shalom, is it a chisron in the Das? That you're not serious about doing a deal if it doesn't exist? Or is it a chisron that you cannot do a kinyan on something that doesn't exist? It's a problem in the mechanics of the Maisa kinyan. That's how we're building up the two days in the Taisis. Okay? What is the chisron of a Dar Shalom in a kinyan? We pass on the Chacham and on a Makta Dar Shalom, not like the Chacham, not like Reb Meir. So that's what we want to say. We want to say either it's a chisaron, first day it's chisaron and das, Rav Huna also is a chisaron and das. Second day it says it's an issue of ema, it's the problem of the Maisa
Kinyan. We're saying that it came into the world already? Isn't that the
At the time of the Kinyan it didn't exist. So even when it comes into the world, it won't be called.
Didn't we say that's one of the answers that does exist?
That's the first answer.
So I'm saying,
the Uber's ball
is
that ball.
What we're calling
Das, right.
Why are we calling that?
No, because we said in Tosos, in the first day in Tisus, we went through it. The first day in Tisus is that it's a Kol Shekein. The Chefs has got to be in the world, Tosos says, and Kol Shekein the Makabel has got to be in the world. What's that based on? You can't do a deal with someone's not on the other side of the table. You're not serious about it. That's for sure. And that's a Kol Shekein. But the Chefs also, I'm not as serious. But if there's no guy on the other side of the table, Lamaisa, there's nothing to talk about. The way Tosaf formulates it as a Kol Shekein shows he's working with Das. Because if he's going with the other approach of what? Ein Ma Litvos Ball, then why is it a Kol Shekein? The Kol Shekein doesn't make any sense, right? You follow what I just said? What's the Kol Shekein? It's not a Kol Shekein. The Chefza, you can't be so. What does that have to do with Kol Shekein, a guy being in the world? You're not calling to the guy, you're calling to the object. The fact that he says a Kol Shekein shows Das. Right? You're not calling to the person, you're calling to an object. The fact that Tais articulates a Kol Shekein shows it's working with Das.
I don't get the lashon of Das. I don't get why. I understand.
Because every deal has three elements. Every kinyan halacha has Das Makta, Das Kona, and a Maisa kinyan. So what is the chisaron of a Dover Shalom Baldiol? It makes the kinyan bad. What is it a chisaron is? Is it a chisaron in the Das you're not serious about? I'm not serious about it. It doesn't exist. That's one approach. The other approach is you can't make a kinyan on an object. It doesn't exist. You follow me? So there's two possibilities of what the chisaronists are saying. We're saying the two Terence and Tosa are arguing what the chisaron is. And if you formulate it as a Kol Shekein, you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't fit the concept of this kinyan. Das, it does. Das, if there's no guy on the other side of the table, it's not a push that it's not good. Kol Shekein, if he's not here. If the Chefs is not here, also is a chisaron, like Rav Huna. Rav Huna said the Makabel is going to be on, not the Chefs, because at least there's another guy on the side of the table. I can talk about selling the future, at least according to Rav Huna. Okay, you got me? That's the Chiddush. Okay, now I gave you the Ksos HaChosha. What does the Ksos HaChosha say that Nachum was referring to? In Simon Shin Lamed Bey Sif Cotton Vav. What does he say? Shin Lamed Beis of Kotenvav brings up an amazing point. And this is where I want to give you a few nafke minas about which approach we're working with. But a Dover Shalom Yom. Okay, Avram, let's get this. For example, the Rivosh has a tshuva that the Ksos discusses. You can't sell a future. You can't sell a future. But what happens if I make a promise, then I'm going to give you the future. Let's say a guy takes a shvuah. What do you say? The Rivash says it's good. Shvuah is kona al davar shelo b'liyom. The guy promised he would give the money. Or, for example, schiris. Schiris, you hire a guy. You promise to give an employee bedibor. You promise to give him something that doesn't yet exist. Why are these cases good? What's the svar? You know what the svar is? Why is Dover Shebolim a problem? It's a chisaron in what? No, it's a chisaron in the das. The guy's a joker.
If he's making a shvuah,
so he makes a shvuah, then that compensates for the lack of what? That's the common sense for lack of being serious. So Mimela, you took a shvua. So since a guy took a shvua, that'll work out even if there was Shulam Goyola. Schirus as well. That's what Daniel said. What's Schirus? What's a Schirus? Schirus is Bedibor. You made a promise. What does the Pusik say in the Navi Sefanya? Sherus is Soli Asu Avla. You promised your employee that you would what? You would give him a bonus. You would promise to give him a bonus if he did X, Y, and Z. That's a Dabar Sholobo Liola. He didn't do it yet. Doesn't make a difference. Kana. It works. That's why the Ksos says what he says. Then the Ksos brings up the Chumash. He says, How did Esav sell the Bechor then? It was a Dabar Sholobo Liola. The Bechor is the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, like Avram was asking. The Bechor. The Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. How did Esav sell it to Yaakov? The Ksos quotes the Rivash. Is it Dabar Shel Boli Olam? So someone answered it was a Sivuk. He removed himself. It's like he was master it. He didn't really sell it to him. That's one answer. The other answer is, says the Ksos, that it was Kodem Matan Torah. What does Kodem Matan Torah mean? What does Kodem Matan Torah mean? So what if it was Kodem Matan Torah? Why does that make it good? Why should that make a difference if it's Kodem Matan Torah? Why should that make a difference if it's Kodem Matan Torah? Go ahead, Arye. What do you say?
You say that Kodem Matan Torah means even though the office could have applied, it's never sure about Kodem because even before wouldn't have had any importance yet. Whereas now, with the base of Mikdash, it would have been Bava Ola.
I think the pshat is like this. So you're hinting a little bit. I think the pshat is like this. You know, there were formalities after Matan Torah created. What kinyanim are good? What kinyanim are not good? Now Daniel pointed out Seder very astutely that Avram did buy the soda with Kesef. But that wasn't formalities. You could say that was like the minig ha'olam. That's called simtutu. That was the minig of how you did it. Only after Matan Torah were there kinyanim. You follow me? Were there formal kinyanim? After Matan Torah, there were formal kinyanim. Kodem Matan Torah, there were no formal kinyanim. So therefore, what do we say that the chisaron was? Not just das, but ein malitvos. That's when it's after Matan Torah shimit. Where there are formal requirements, you have to do Agbal, you have to do Mashiach, you have to do Kinyan Sudra. Did you do those things? You didn't do those things. But Kodem Matan Torah, there were no rules or regulations. As long as they understood that the deal was done, you do a handshake. It's done. In the Diamond District, you do a handshake, you're done. You try to revert on that, you're finished. You'd be in trouble. Once you do a handshake in the Diamond District for a deal, you don't want to go back. Sakonis, I don't know if it's Sakonis. Maybe with some guys, it's Sakonis and Flushes. Hopefully not, no one should act that way. But it's a big problem. Usually that's called Tchiz Kaf. That's called Simtuta. But Kodem Matan Torah, so this is what I want to point out. The longness of Kodem Matan Torah, the reason why it was Kana, is because you're taking the approach Ein Ma Liskos Bol. Whereas these two approaches, one and two, are working with the longness of what? Of Das, Chisaron and Das. Chisaron and Das. So if you take a Shvua, there's no Chisaron and Das. If you make a promise with an employee, there's no Chisaron and Das. But this Ksos is working with the approach Kodem Matan Torah. We want to say is what? Perhaps Ein Maliskos Bol. And therefore what? Kodem Matan Torah is no big deal. You don't need to have the Chesed there. As long as there's an agreement, that's fine. If you hold it's an issue of Gemiris Das, I mean, what should be the difference between Kodem Matan Torah and Acher Matan Torah? You understand what I'm saying? You follow me, Daniel? We're trying to bring up three different nafkaminas that seem to highlight the two approaches. You got me, Johnny? Okay? You follow what I'm saying? Kodem Matan Torah, we can watch it. We can say Shekana. The problem is that the Ksos lumps them together. He lumps all these together. We want to say that Al Pisvar that it shouldn't be lumped together. I can understand the Shvu and Shiris works because it takes care of the problem of Chesaron and Das. Kodem Matan Torah, he doesn't embellish it. I'm saying if you took the approach to animaliskos, I understand why it's good. Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
I thought Yaakov knew Kol Torah Kula. So even after Matan Torah, he knew what was going to happen after Matan Torah, right?
Right.
So he knew the
Lachos. Right. But the problem is, how could Esav sell? It was a Dover Shalom Bolion. At that time, at the time of the deal, right? At the time of the deal was Kodem HaTorah. But why does Kodem HaTorah make a difference? It's still a Dover Shalom Bolion. Even though, you know, he knew everything. But at the time of the deal, the Chesed didn't exist. There was no Beis HaMikdash. There was no Mishkan. The Bechor is the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash. It didn't exist yet. So if it didn't exist yet, what is he selling it?
What about the Bracha?
What'd you say?
What about the Bracha?
Okay, the Bracha is Yichat from him. He was selling with the lentils. The lentils, L'churu, was what? Was the Bechor. Wasn't the Brachas? Yichat from him the Bracha. But here we're talking about the Bechor. In fact, what does the Ksos also say? The deal with Lavan. The Lavan, the deal with the Tzom. In Lavan. You know, they sold it Levlados. Levlados. He says, how did that deal get done? That was a Dover Shalom Bolion. They made a deal. Any offspring from the animals, you know, you'll get the spotted ones, you know, and the striped ones. You know, that was a very complicated Parshas Vayeshev. Everyone skips that. You shouldn't skip it. You got to do it, Lemaisa. But what are you pilpling with? They didn't exist yet. So he says, Kodem Matan Torah, the same thing. How does that answer anything? Kodem Matan Torah. So what we want to suggest is the same lovedness. Ein ma liskos. But Kodem Matan Torah didn't make a difference as long as they had an agreement. He was a bad guy, Lamai Salama, but at least he made an agreement. Okay? So these are four different dinim I want to show to you. Two of them go with the approach of Tchsorn and Das. Two of them are going with Ein ma liskos. I want to show you one more halacha that shows one of the two approaches. Usually, as we said, and this is a whole shtick we have in the Sefer, but we're not going to get into it too much, but this is classically the three elements that are needed for every kinyan. Which one's the major element? The Maisa kinyan is the major element, and one and two are really what? One and two are really conditions. The Iker one is the Maisa Kinyan. That's classically. When you talk about Hagbah, you talk about Mashicha, the Iker is the lifting, the pulling. You need the agreement of the buyer and the seller. But the Iker is the lifting. There is a Kinyan that the Rav Zatzal pointed out, which is called a Kinyan Suter. Which is a Kinyan Suter? Kinyan Suter means what? Excellent. I give Yosef my handkerchief, dollar handkerchief, gives me a $5 million home. A swap. Not an equal swap, but Lamaisa, that's the deal. That's a Kinyan Suter. Handkerchief. It's like Chalipin, but Chalipin can be barter. Sometimes it can be Shavah to Shavah. It could be equal. Here it's not equal. Suter means it never was equal. $5 handkerchief for a $5 million home. Okay. There is a sheet of the Ravid collector's item. The Ravid writes in his Sefer. The Ravid writes in the Kus of Sham, in the Kus of Sham, name of a Sefer. The Ravid wrote a Sefer called Kus of Sham. It's found in the back sometimes by the Rif, certain Masechtas. The Ravid wrote in the Sefer Kus of Sham a stunning Chiddush, collector's item. He said that a Kinyan Suter works if it's a Dover Shalom Bolion. Whoa! That's an amazing Kinyan Suter. Mawil means it works. Bidover Shalom Ba Leolim. Now we don't paskin like this, Ravid, but at least we have to understand what is the Shita based on. Every Kinyan Suter, what do you mean? The Ravid holds like a mayor, Chas Shalom. No way. Yeah, of course he passes like the Chum. Dover Shalom Ba Leolim. What's so special about. So in Shas, when it says a Dover Shalom Ba Leolim, it's all other Kinyan, like Hagbal, like Mashicha. Like Masira, but if you do a Kinyan Suter, Yossi, it's good if it's a Dover Shalom Leolim. Why? So, I wanted to suggest the Svara being as follows. What is a Kinyan Suter? The Rav said, and this is a lot of nafkaminas, but it's not our topic, so we won't get involved in it, but the Rav formulated it's a Kinyan Das. When it comes to classical Kinyanim, the major element is the Maisa Kinyan. When it comes to Kinyan Suter, what's the major element? It's the meeting of the minds. I mean, Yosef, do you think it's fair that you get a dollar handkerchief for a $5 million home? No. But the bottom line is, it's a meeting of the minds. And just as symbolic, we concretize our das through a giving of a handkerchief. But the bottom line is it's the meaning of our das. So it's the meaning of our das. That's like the Rav called the Kinyan Sudra. He has a lot of Makaris. You look in the Sefer Rav Yosef Dovid, we have a whole shtick on Kinyan Sudra. But Lamaisa, if you hold Kinyan Sudra as a Kinyan das, like the Rav said, then maybe we could suggest, and we wrote that in there, that it works on a Dabar Shalom Bol Yolam. Why? Because what's the chisarn of a Dabar Shalom Bol Yolam? People don't think it's serious. But in the Kinyan Sudra landscape, everyone's serious. I mean, I'm buying Yosef's $5 million house for what, a handkerchief? So obviously it's a meeting of the minds. So obviously we're serious, because it's all based on Das. So if it's based on Das, let it work also on a what? A future as well. Something that doesn't exist. Maybe that's the lumdus in the Raivin in the Kosov Shah. And therefore, even on the Dabar Shalom Bol Yolam, the Kinyan Sudra would work. So this is basically what I wanted to bring out. It's really number 5. I wanted you to get these 5 different nafkaminas that show the 2 approaches. But what I want to bring out to you is that we're just doing that to try to what? Plug it into Taisvis. You follow me? That the 2 days in Taisvis are arguing on this Nakuda. How could Shmuel hold a Mazaka the Uber is Taka what? Kona? Either because the Uber is Kona, because the first day requires Das, the Chefs has got to be in the world, and the Makabel's got to be in the world. Well, the Uber is in the world. The money was in the world, and the Uber is in the world. Second day, Taisvis says, no way. The Uber's not in the world. But the second teretzolz, all the achefs is the only thing that's got to be in the world. We want to say the other approach, that it's a din in the kinyan. It's a din in the kinyan. Now, after it's all said and done, how do we paskin? Hilchoso, amazak al uber is lo kana. Because the bottom line is that what? Is that we paskin either that what? Plugging in according to 2 days of doses. Either the uber is considered to be not in the world, right? Against the first day in Tulsus, and therefore what? So the Uber is not in the world, meaning the Chefs has to be in the world, and it's not. The Uber is not in the world. Paskin lo kana. Or how do you plug in the Psak according to the second Teretz? The Chefs has got to be in the world and not the Makabel in the Teretz, second Teretz. Oh, no, the Makabel, the Psak is the Makabel, has to be in the world. And the Uber is not in the world, right? I'm just saying the 2 days of those are in the Psak of Mazakabu is kana within Shmuel. We Paskin lo kana, you'll just plug it in accordingly. I mean, lo kana will be that. In fact, Uber's not in the world according to the first Teretz. Or in the second Teretz, we pass the Lokana because we consider the Makaba has to be in the world and it's not in the world. Okay? That's Pshat Taisvis. Okay? I got to say you learn about Taisvis. You go through it slowly in the Pshat, and then you try to be Masburid and Lomdis, and then you bring other Mara Makaimis just to, you don't have to go through the whole thing, but just to make it Mivasesin, to base it Lamaisa, give it an anchor, plug it into Taisvis. That's what they're arguing about. Yes, go ahead, Avon.
I was just wondering about the thing where you said that possibly there's like a sealant from the...
One teretz given, I forgot who says it, I think the Rivash might write it himself in the truth, that he's Masalik himself. There's something called sealant.
How would Yaakov go ahead and then be Kona that...
It's like Hefker.
Meaning, but like...
He was my friend.
It's not a physical thing.
I understand. Even through the lentils. The lentils was the... it's not a physical thing. You're right. You're right. But he was Masalik himself. You can Masalik yourself from something that's esoteric.
You could be Masalik, but then no one could be...
Yeah, but he was Kona. But he was Kona. That's the king. The Kliyakar says through the Adoshim, the lentils.
Okay.
It's a good point. But Mechila is like you can remove yourself. Give me Mafka something. It's unilateral. Then Yaakov picked up on it. Okay. It's a good point, but that's what you have to say. Masalik yourself from it, so it's like Hefker. So whatever that esoteric thing is, he was zoicha in it. Through the lentils. Okay? Yeah, go ahead. It's like I was a suitor, Kinyan suitor. He got the lentils, and he got the bechor. Yeah, go ahead, Shimmy. That's what you're going to say? Yeah, he got, it was like a suitor. Excellent. He swapped the lentils for the good deal, no? It's a good deal. Okay, we got that's the chiddush we want to suggest. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara, guys. We got a few more minutes, and we'll have minchah. Okay, we got to start the Gemara. Bite the Bagmul. Let's go. Yossi, go ahead. Let's go. Okay, now tomorrow we have to see what the story is with the storm. Okay, I'd like to come in. I don't know. Maybe I'll tell my wife I'm going to learn in the shul for 3 hours. I'll come to yeshiva, and I won't tell her. Okay, But let's see. We'll be in touch about how we'll do it. Maybe we could do it through Skype, or I mean, we have the technology. Avrom, you'll be in charge, and Jacob, you'll be in charge. We'll see. We'll see. Okay, we'll be in touch about it. Okay, but nonetheless, you guys here, you should be learning. Okay, we'll go Vike. Go ahead. Let's go, Yossi. Turn up on. You say the Birkas Chassanim, the Beis Chassanim. You can only say Sheva Brachas in his apartment or his house? It's weird, no? Who makes Sheva Brachas in the guy's house? No one. No one does that. Right? No one does that. Daddy's not here. Daniel, when you got married, do you have any Sheva Brachas in your apartment in the Heights? No, I didn't either. When you get married, no one has a Sheva Brachas in your own house. It's against the din, isn't it? It's against the din. So we got to see what's going on here. How could it be? It says the base chasanim. Go ahead. Reb Yehuda Omer. He says Reb Yehuda says in base erison, even after base erison mevarchna. So you even say birkas chasanim in the base erison. Base erison, they're not even living together, right? Base erison is usually still by her father in the times of the Gemara. But they used to even do Birkas Chasanim in Beis Erishim. We're going to have to see. Go ahead. Amar Abaye. Abaye says that was only in the province of Yehuda where they used to have Yichud. In the province of Yehuda, you know, Eretz Yisrael had Yehuda and Galil. There was Yehuda in the Shomron. And in Yehuda, they used to have a minig. They used to allow the chassan with the kala, the aris and arusa, they used to have Yichud together. We have to see why. What was the purpose why they did that? But they did that. So when Reb Yehuda said that they said Birkas Chasanim in the Beis Erishim, that's because of this couple. They're already having Yichud Lamaisa. So it's appropriate to have Birkas Chasanim. You follow me? That's just shot in the Gemara. You got me? It's appropriate. Okay? Let's see Rashi. Go ahead.
The Beis Chasanim.
So when they go on the Nichlas Nesunim, Lamaisa, Kishin Nichlas L'chupas Nesunim. So that Rashi doesn't seem to say what I said, does he? I thought the Pshat in the Gemara was the house of the Chassan, no? Rashi seems to say Kishin Nichlas L'chupas Nesunim, right? Rashi says it means Chuppah, okay? It means at the wedding. So Rashi answers my Kasha right away. And he says, I defined it wrong. I translated it wrong. Didn't mean the house of the Chassan. And then when you have the Chuppah, okay. So according to Rashi, I'm wrong. But let's see, we'll see other Rishitas. Go ahead. Wow, when they would do Birkas Erisin, when he was Mekadasher, they would do Birkas Chasanim too. Go ahead. So Rashi tells us, why in the province of Yehuda did they have Yichud? In order that he should get close to her. He wanted to create a relationship, close relationship with the Chazar with the Kala. Go ahead. So we don't want them to have Nesuin without a Bracha, so we got to say the Birkas Chasanim when they're doing Yichud. Okay? Now we're going to have to see whether they had beer or not. It's a machlaikis, okay? Did they actually have beer? But nonetheless, this is the pshat in the Gemara. Chachamim say, Birkas Chasanim is Chasanim. Reb Yehuda says, even Beis Erison. And that was in the province of you where they had Yichud. Okay. I didn't give it to you in the Mar Makaymis, but it's my fault. But if you notice that circle with the line, who is that? It's always Rabbi Kivager. So what does Rabbi Kivager say? He says, look in Sukkah and Taisus. So you look in Taisus there. Kiveger. You always got to recognize with the Kiveger when doing Eun for sure, Levice. Kiveger. So Rabbi Kiveger says to open up to Taisus Sukkah, and you know what? Taisus Sukkah says an amazing thing. He says what I said. It's got to be in the house of the Chassan. Let's get it down. It means literally the house of the Chassan. What's the context over there in Sukkah? Let's get it. The Gemara says a chassan is potter from sitting in Sukkah. Say he gets married between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. He's potter from sitting in Sukkah. Kishain simcha el b'chuppah. What does that mean? Tosa says you can only say it in the bias of the chassan and the kala. they're not living in a sukkah, at least we hope not, right? They're living in an apartment. They're not living in a sukkah. You can only do Birkas Chasanim in the chuppah, the house of the chasan and kala. The sukkah is not their home. Therefore, you're forcing the chasan to be at a situation where he won't be able to say what? Birkas Chasanim, so he's patur from sukkah. But what do you see from Taisus? You see from Taisus learns that when it says Beis Chasan, we learn like we did, Baruch Hashem, we're mechavin the Taisus. It means literally the guy's house, the chasan and kala's house. And therefore, they're patur from sukkah. Because they'd be forced to be in a scenario where they would be what? Where they wouldn't be able to say Sheva Brachas when they ate. And Tosfos says in Maseches Sukkah, it's amazing. I was so happy to see this. Where does Tosfos get it from? He gets it from our Gemara. He learns out Beis Chasanim means Beis Chasanim Mamish. Let me read you the Lashon. Tosfos Sukkah Chafei. Okay? Chafei me Beis Masko Ein. He points out our Gemara. Ein simcha el b'chuk v'rakam l'ksub z'arminim b'rakam b'rakam chasanim beis chasanim masha dafke b'makam chuppe to who beis chasanim the bias of the chasan. So halacha l'maisa Tosfos writes in sukkah that all the shever bucks you have in the wedding, in the week of the wedding, should be in the guy's house. If it's not in his house, forget about it. Who also says like this? This I gave you. The Rambam. The Rambam in two places. In Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, in Ilchos Ishus, and in Perek Gimel Halacha Tes in Ilchos Brachas, he defines the only time you could say Sheva Brachas. The only time you could say Sheva Brachas is Pshuto Kemashmo, Beis Chasonim. If they make the suit in someone else's house, Ein Mevarchim. Amazing. It's an amazing shot. It's an amazing shot. To this day and age, I want you to get this. There are Sfardim. To this day and age, there are Sfardim. It's recorded in the Tshuvas Rabbas Chelik Dalad Simin Resh Mem Tes. That say, Halacha L'maisa, B'nei Edut HaMizrach, say, Sheva Brachas can only be said in the house of the Chasan and the Kala. And that's the Pashup Shad of the Tur Shulchan Aruch. The Tur Shulchan Aruch, that's the Pashup Shad. You'll tell me the wedding. Wedding's different. That's the Iker Simcha. So the wedding's in a wedding hall, you still say the Sheva Brachas. Because that's the Iker Simcha. So the Iker Simcha, Lamaisa, it can be what? The Iker Simcha can be when? Can be outside the Chasan. So I want you to get this. The Rambam and our Taisvus, it's not our Taisvus, Taisvus Sukkah, claim Bias Chasan and Kala means Bias Mamish regarding the Sheva Brachas throughout the week. Not during the wedding. And Eduta Mizrach, they hold like this as well. The Bnei Eduta Mizrach Lamais hold like this as well. Yes, go ahead, Shimon.
So let's say the Chasan from New York, and
yeah,
the Kala from like Australia,
and yeah,
the wedding's in Australia, and they're not going to be back for like 10 days, or a week even. After the Sheva Brachas, so do they wait to do the Sheva Brachas if they're Sfardim?
There would be no Sheva Brachas, that's correct.
So you don't do Sheva Brachas after?
That's correct. Now, like I said, we don't, so we're going to get to the details of it, but I'm just saying, I'm being a literalist. According to the Rambam, they define the Pshat and the Gemara literally. And this, I believe, is what Rashi's coming to exclude, Yossi, by saying what he says. Rashi, when he says this Shita, what's the Lashon of Rashi again? And the Bnei Ashkenazi hold against the Shita, what's Rashi say? Beis Chasanim. It's nothing to do with the bias, mamish. Rashi's coming to exclude the Shita. Okay? And who says this? Not just me. The Ritva and the Shita Mekubetz and Madaik and Rashi, the same diuk we just did. They say Beferish. Okay? They say Beferish. They're coming to exclude the Shita. Okay? However, the Ran and the Meiri, the Ran and the Meiri say not this way. Okay? The Ran is in Sukkah, Lamaisa, in Yidalf and Beis Dapi Arif, and the Meiri are Cholek and Taisus, and they say as follows. Shebechol Mokim Shosim Suda, Mevarch and Birkas Chasanim. Everywhere where you do the Suda, doesn't make a difference, and the Ran says that's the Minig. But he just does say you should be Chayshish to Taisus and only say the Bracha Beis HaChasim. So it's an amazing thing. But Lamaisa, we follow the Minig Olam, is that wherever the Shever Bracha is done, who says this? The Taz. In Simin Samach Beis Sivkot and Zion, the Taz says, he quotes the Maharal, that the Minig was to say the Bracha B'chol Makim Shasa Sudol Chvor Chasim Nekalim. And the Aruch HaShukhan passes like this in Sif Lamed Vov, Simin Samach Beis Sif Lamed Vov, Chei Nogim Bizmanenu B'nei Ashkenaz. Okay? So let's get that. Allah HaLamayis, that's what the Taz says. But it's predicated, and we'll close with this, and then we'll dive in Minichi, that is the din of the Rosh. The Rosh in Sukkah, in Pirik Beis, Os Beis, Paskins like Taisus, but he adds on the following. In other words, you need Bayis Chosin, but he says, if the Chosin and Kala are going to eat a meal somewhere else, Mimhochu Chosin and Kala Lisso the Bayis Acher, Ein Mevarchet Beris Chosanim. If they're going to have the meal in another home, you cannot say the Birkas Chasanim in the original place, because they're not eating there. But the Rosh says if the whole entourage goes with them, and they're going to make that place the Iker, then you could say the Bracha and Birkas Chasanim. Okay?
At that place.
Right, exactly. Again, Nachamo. The Rosh Paskins Ladina like that. He says, Ein Merachah Beis Chasanim. But he says, if the Chasan and Kala are going lissod b'bayis acher, ein mevarchin birchas chasanim. If they're going to eat in another place, you cannot say the birchas chasanim. But the Rosh says if the whole entourage goes there, that the chosin akal and the chol b'nei chabura go l'bayis acher, and they make that bayis like the ikar place of the rejoicing of the wedding, gam sham mevarchin birchas chasanim. At the end of the meal when they bench, you could say Birkas, but that wasn't the place. Let's say they get married in a shul, and the shul's too small to have a meal. They go down the block for a meal, down the block. So the push-up shot, you would say, is you can't say benching, because it's not the bias. But the whole entourage went there. So if the whole entourage went there, it's fine. But doesn't the Gemara say, Ein Simchel B'makom Chuppah? No, that's only vis-a-vis the sukkah. That's only vis-a-vis the sukkah, because they're planning on what? Eating in the sukkah, and then going back into the hall and having the simcha. You follow me? Therefore, the sukkah is not considered a makom simcha. They can't say Shavuot brachos. But if the whole entourage is going there, and you're having the whole meal and doing the whole dancing there, then it's fine. So here already you have a little bit of elasticity. Doesn't mean bias, mamish. In the Rosh is expanding it a little bit and saying, you know what? It means, lamaisa, where they're having the main simcha. So even though they had it in the shul and they go down the block, but everyone went down the block, at the end of the benching, it's good halacha l'maisa. It's good halacha l'maisa. So that's l'maisa what there's a few more nakudas we got to get with the tour, but that's basically the minigol. But I want you to get this. And this is the way we thought the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. That the Eved HaMizrach with the Rambam and the Tosfos and Sukkah, they're literalists. And they say it's bias mamish. And to this day and age, I have friends that are Sephardim. They will not say the Shavuot Brachos unless they are in the what? Their own homes. Where they live. The apartment or the home where the Chasan and Kala are going to live. And you might think it's nuts. Or you might think it's nuts if you don't know the Gemara. On the contrary, it's not nuts at all. It's the simplest reading of the Gemara. And maybe that's what Rabbi Kivager means. I don't know how he paskin. Kivager was Ashkenaz. But he's Mitzayin that Taisus. Tyson Sukkah and the Rambam. They held a bit sharp. Okay, Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow. We got a lot to see with the Viking War, with the Tysusim, and the Rishonim too as well. Okay, stop. Make everyone a wonderful day. Be safe. Be safe.
Bez Hashem.
Yes. Sparta, Chosin, and Kala, they have all the Sheva Brachas in their home. Correct. Rav Avadi has a tshuva about it. In fact, you know, Rav Amar,